Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. We said a kara needs a shear. So what is the shear of a kara? So the Mechaber says it has to be a tevach wide. Its thickness can be a kosher. There's no shear to the thickness, but it has to be a tevach of width, and it has to be strong enough that can hold in it a riach. A riach is like a half a brick. A brick in those days was typically three tefachim, a levena, a brick. A riach is a half a brick, is a tevach and a half. And the reason why a tevach is strong enough to support a tevach and a half, Mr. Berurah explains, you can put some cement, a little cement on this side of the kara, a little cement on that side of the kara, and then it'll be a tevach and a half width. It'll be able to hold the ariach, the small brick of a tevach and a half. Now, it has to be able to hold enough bricks to cover the whole width of the mavli. So if the mavli, let's say, is 10 amos or more than 10 amos across, so that means that the kara and its strength has to be enough to go across 9 amos and 2 mashus. This way, a drop less than 3 tefachim on this side, drop less than 3 tefachim on that side, you can say love it and make it a 10 or a drop more than 10 amos all the way across. So, how many arichim, how many bricks it has to be able to hold, is the amount of bricks it takes to be supported by a kara that's 9 amos and 2 mashus across. And the purpose of the arichim, Mishnah Berurah explains, they don't have to physically have a brick there, obviously. It's just the kara they're putting across these 10 amos or these 9 amos and a mashu with a lavad on two sides. The reason for this is because if it's strong, so that shows that's kvias. It's not just here temporarily, people put it down here. It looks permanent. Then there's a better job of being a hecker to matter the mavli. Now, the Mechaber says it's 4 tefachim wide, it doesn't have to be strong enough to hold the ariach. Then it's working with a different lumdus, different way, the Bialacha talks about, only has to be strong enough to hold the ariach if it's not 4 tefachim wide. It's anywhere between 1 and 3.9 tefachim wide, so it has to be strong enough to hold the ariach, the half a brick, all the way across. Sivichas, the Mechaber says, let's say you support the kaira with supporters, that in themselves they can't work as a kaira, they don't have the right dimensions, not tefach wide, or whatever it is, but these supporters are supporting the kaira. So the kara has to be strong to support the riach. Does the all the arichim across? Does the supporter, the ma'amidim, supporter of the kara have to be that strong? So the Mechaber brings two shittas about this. If it does have to be strong enough, or does not be strong enough to support the arichim, because it's not the actual kara, it's the supporter of the kara. The Ma'is Mishnah Berurah says that's proper l'chatzilat yimachmer, like the machmirim over here. Then the Mechaber says if you test if the kara is round, as long as the circumference is 3 tefachim, then it's good. We know then it has diameter of a tefach, so it has a shear of a chav tefach. Obviously not practically going to be able to put an ariach on top of it because it's going to slide off because it's rounded, but that in lumdus we can view as if it's split across, you cut the top half off, only have the bottom half, and then you have a place that you can put the ariach down. In other words, it doesn't physically have to hold the ariach as long as we can imagine it holding an ariach. It's if chav, the Mechaber describes if it's crooked or something like that and parvus thing out of the mavi, a parvus more than 20 amos tall, a parvus less than 10 tefachim tall. So you have to imagine as if you delete, you erase the part that's out of the mavi or that's too tall or too short. And then, if you have left, it's kosher for a kara is good, and if not, not. You just imagine that that part that you can't use isn't over here. You can't use that towards the shear. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, in Sif Chaf, the Mechaber discusses if the kara sticks out of one wall, doesn't make it all the way to the other wall. It's being supported by beams and supporting it. Or let's say you have two cars, one thing on one wall, one from the other wall, and they meet somewhere in the middle. So the Mechaber says, as long as they're loved to each other, as long as they're in three tefachim of each other, so then it works. We can use loved, and now they connect with each other. And either you'll fill up the place with a piece of car, you'll figure out what to do. You don't have to do anything, really. It's kosher. You use the lumpness of loved. If they're three tefachim more apart from each other, then it's taka no good. They attack it to physically bring another car, or somehow connect the two cars to each other to make it into one super duper car. Sivchav Beis, the Mechaber discusses, they put two kara's next to each other. This one's not able to hold the riach. That one's not able to hold the riach. Neither one can hold the bricks. But between the two of them, they're able to hold the riach. Between the two of them, it's a tevach wide, and they can hold the riach. But they're far apart from each other. As long as they're within love of each other, so that works for kara. Because love, it says, we can imagine as if the mechubah is after attached to each other, next to each other. And then it has the conditions that it needs to be a kara, because together they can hold the riach. They can hold the brick. And if the more three tefach more from each other, then it doesn't work. Chabaz Yesharim is another Rishadim that no, they have to be within a tavach of each other. So they have to be able to imagine them together holding the riach, not just the lumdus of love to bring them together. They have to be able to imagine them more physically holding the riach, and therefore, if they're within a tavach of each other, so you can imagine a riach is a tavach and a half, so a quarter of a tavach of the riach on one kara, a quarter of a tavach on the other one, a tavach of airspace in between, and it won't fall through, it'll work. More a tavach apart from each other, we can't imagine them holding the riach, that's not going to work for a kara. This is machlekes of the two karas that together have the strength to hold the riach. If it's good enough, they're within love with each other, if they have to be within a tavach with each other, so we can more physically imagine them holding their riach together.